You're listening to The Chain, a science podcast where we bring what is new in biologics and protein engineering to the community of scientists working in the field. We discuss the latest developments with leaders who are on the front lines of cutting-edge research. On today's episode of The Chain, Senior Conference Director Kent Simmons sits down with Christine Tolzer, a research associate at the University of Bristol and the Young Scientist Keynote Award winner at the upcoming PEGS Boston Summit. They discuss Christine's work using cryo-electron microscopy to identify spike glycoproteins of SARS-CoV-2, which suggests a pan-coronavirus antiviral strategy. Christine shares her thoughts on how these findings will contribute to the fight against COVID-19 and how her lab has been altered by the pandemic. Finally, the two discuss the future of other young scientists coming up in the protein science space.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Chain podcast. I'd like to welcome you to our interview today with Christine Tolzer. Christine is the Young Scientist keynote for the PEGS meeting this year, which will be held virtually on May 11th through the 13th. This is the 17th annual PEGS conference, and Christine is our fifth Young Scientist keynote. We began this program about 5 years ago to honor a young scientist from the international protein science community who has contributed to scientific advancement and innovation in this field. And nominations were solicited from across academic and industry research groups in the fall of 2020, and the finalists were determined through the votes and input of our 15-person advisory panel. Christine is a research associate in the biochemistry group at the University of Bristol. And Christine, I'd like to welcome you to The Chain today.
Hello, Kent. Thank you for having me here.
And congratulations on your recognition as our Young Scientist keynote for this year. This has been a very exciting program over its past 5 years, and you have joined some very good company in the Young Scientist keynotes who've come before you. So I think this is a great honor for you and a great addition to the PEGS conference to have you presenting at the meeting this year.
Yes, it's a real honor to be selected for the Young Scientist keynote, and I'm very excited to give the talk on 12th of May.
So your presentation this year is called Cryo-Electron Microscopy Structures of Spike Glycoproteins Suggest Pan-Coronavirus Antiviral Strategy. And I think as I've talked to those who've looked at the proposal for you as our Young Scientist keynote and looked at some of your work, I think this has been very impressive to people, and that people have found this to be some findings that will have a lot of benefit in the future in looking at therapeutic solutions for not only this pandemic, but potentially others in the future. And I wanted to start the interview with just the question of if you could talk to us for a few minutes about what the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein is, and then your findings of linoleic acid in the spike structure for this one.
Yeah, sure. So the spike, the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, is a homotrimeric glycoprotein on the surface of the virus. And it's actually the first part which comes into contact with the cells in your body, and it can bind to the human ACE2 receptor and like this enter the cells. So this protein on the surface of the virus is the first what the cell sees, and this is also then a very important part to block that it cannot enter the cells. And we were looking at the cryo-EM structures of the spike protein, and we discovered some additional density in the receptor binding domain, which is normally binding to the human ACE2 receptor. And we found this density, and we didn't know what it is, and we just tried to find out, and we were putting some dummy atoms in there to see how big it is. And we were looking at the chemical surrounding. And then we came up with the idea this could be linoleic acid. And we tried to find out if this is true. And we gave our sample to the mass spectrometry, and we could identify the linoleic acid in the sample as well.
Can you tell us more about what linoleic acid is and what its role is in the body?
Yeah, so it's an essential free fatty acid. So it's very important for your body, and you cannot produce it by yourself. So you have to take it up with the food. And the linoleic acid metabolic pathway is central to inflammation and immune modulation. And these are key symptoms in COVID-19 as well. And researchers found that lipid levels are decreased in COVID-19 patients there. So there's like this connection between linoleic acids and disease. And for this, it's a very important part. Like connecting the virus with linoleic acid.
Tell me something more about the techniques that you've used to get to these findings.
So we used cryo-electron microscopy to determine the structure of the spike protein. And for this, we put the spike protein on grids and freeze them in liquid ethane, so with very low temperatures. And then you can, in the cryo-electron microscope, you can make them visible. And you collect a lot of particles, and then you average them, and afterwards get a structure. And for determining if we really have linoleic acid in there, we used mass spectrometry, and also we used surface plasmon resonance to see if our spike protein is still binding to the ACE2 receptor.
So this is, I think your findings are very important in this field, and I know it's hard to have a crystal ball and understand where this might go from here, but what are your thoughts on how the results of your work is going to contribute to the fight against SARS-CoV-2?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, we don't know, but we hope we can design some small molecules on the basis of the structure. And the linoleic acid, what we found in the structure, it locked the structure of the spike in a closed conformation. And only the open conformation is infectious. And this closed conformation, if we can make it irreversibly closed, it will decrease the infectivity of the virus. And it would be an antiviral, and it would help to fight the SARS-CoV-2.
And does this particular hydrophobic pocket exist in spike proteins for other coronaviruses?
Yeah, so recently published, there's a structure of the pangolin spike, and they found linoleic acid in there as well. And we did some sequence comparison of other pathogenic strains like SARS and MERS. And the striking point there was like these residues which are surrounding the linoleic acid and which contribute to the binding. They were mostly conserved. And we did some cryo-EM structure for the SARS-1, and we have some evidence that linoleic acid can bind to these coronaviruses.
These findings have all come about during this last year when we've all been influenced by the pandemic, and it's had, I think, a lot of influence on how and when people can work. And I'm wondering, what has it been like for you to work in the lab during the pandemic over the last year, and what kind of protocols have you had to work with?
Yeah, it's really completely changed. So we are now working in a shift system, and either in morning or evening shift, and with mask, and just to decrease the number of people in the lab. And also at the whole pandemic, it completely changed our research targets. So from structural studies of transcription factors, we completely went to coronavirus-related work. And we first started the work during the first lockdown in the UK. This was last year in March. And since then, we actually never stopped.
Well, hopefully soon. I know the UK is on a very good pace with its vaccination program, and we're all looking for this to start changing in the months ahead. So you'll be participating in the PEGS conference for the first time, I believe, and I'm wondering what you're looking forward to about PEGS and what kinds of research you'll be looking at in those presentations and collaborations you might like to forge with others at the meeting.
Yeah, it's my first time at a PEGS conference, and I'm really impressed by the program. And it's hard to select which talks to attend because there's so many interesting talks. And I think I'm also looking forward for the live panel discussions and the networking opportunities. And yeah, definitely I will attend the coronavirus related talks, but also there were some talks about difficult to express proteins, which look really interesting. So this will be definitely a busy week.
That's great. Well, it'll be great to have you there, and hopefully the first of many of those to come. I wanted to close our conversation today with just a question to you about the future of other young scientists coming up in this field. I think it's interesting to see how far you've come in your academic career. You now have a pretty major publication you're associated with. You're getting involved with this major conference in your field. And I just wanted to ask you what advice you might have for other young scientists coming up in this space, either people that are at the university level or even younger scientists that are thinking ahead to a career in science.
Yeah. So I think going to conferences is very important, and not only stick to your topic, but also like have a look at other topics and broaden your expertise. I think that's always very important because like this, you can identify and solve the problems faster and even unexpected things.
Well, this has been a very enjoyable conversation, Christine. Thank you very much for your time today. We'll look forward to your talk now coming up at PEGS. And I wish you a very good time at the meeting, and please let us know if we can help you with anything along the way.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you for joining us on The Chain. Tune in next episode for more conversations about science, research, and exploring the world of protein engineering.